Joining us today for Morgan Matters, it is my pleasure. I have Dea Viola, a Christian singer, a mother, a good friend, joining us today for Morgan Matters. Welcome, Dea.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have known each other for quite some time now. How many years?
Yes.
Gosh,
I'd say about 10 years.
Yeah, about 10 years, yeah. So Dea has just an amazing background with everything that she does. She's also a mom inventor and was part of the Huggies Mom Inspired group with me with my Busy Breathers business. So we kind of go way back, and God, that was such a great year, but the friendships and just the support over the years that we've gained through it were amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Dea, would you like to give the listeners just a little bit of a background? Really, you're going to focus in on your singing career as a Christian singer, but give the viewers a little bit of a background on who you are.
Okay. So, I started writing Christian music about 5 years ago, and it was really prompted by a conversation I had with a pastor. She kept saying, "You've always been very artistic." So I grew up performing as a dancer. Later, my dancing years started singing. And she said, "You're so spiritual. Why don't you write Christian music?" And I said, "Well, I haven't been called to do so. But let's pray about it." And about a year and a half into it, I literally woke up one night in the middle of the night and thought one of my children was playing music. I said, "It's the middle of the night and I hear music," not realizing that I woke up almost like in a dream kind of feeling, hearing this song in my head. So I started, you know, writing it down in paper, the lyrics, and got on the piano, did a few chords, and that's how it all started. Eventually, fast forward to today, I recently released a single called "You Lift Me Up," and here we are.
Yeah, your family is very musically talented across the board, so I can see where you thought maybe it was one of your children.
yes, you know, that's how it was. I thought it was one of them. They're way more talented than I am, as they say, but I, you know, definitely I have a musical family, and I grew up around music because my twin sister played classical guitar for many years, and my older sister used to write music.
Oh, okay. So as far as your journey with your Christian music, what has it looked like?
Well, I mean, the first of all, the music aspect of it comes from a very spiritual place. When I started writing Christian music, for me, it was an expression, an extension of what God had done in my life. All of my songs are written based on my journey. And it's not so much about triumph. You know, it's a lot about the struggle, a lot of my pain, a lot of the steps that I had to take to in order to connect with God on a daily basis. And I think really this is where my music comes from. It's more of a spiritual journey than it is a musical journey. I think the music part is just the way I express it, because I was always very artistic. And I think God says, you know, let's use that tool. Let's use her musical abilities and have her tell the story of the journey. So currently I have a single that's out on all music platforms. Everyone can follow me at Dea Ministry on Instagram. My name spells D-E-A, so it's Dea Ministry. And we are just working on keeping, you know, pushing the song out there and eventually go back to the studio and start recording again. That's the plan. But of course, with the COVID, there was a bit of a delay, you know, a bit of things are a little bit on hold. So that's where we are.
So speaking of the pandemic, Dea, it's, you know, it's another thing that you have to reach out into that inner core for what your beliefs are and your strength in God, because with everything that's been going on with the pandemic, and you live close to New York City or in that area, so you guys, you've really been affected by the pandemic.
Yes, yes, we have. And, you know, to be honest with you, I personally feel, as a spiritual person, that the pandemic was a season for me personally to even dig deeper spiritually. For me, the season of being home, we were actually at home for 3 months, not able to get out, and I spent a great deal of time concentrating on my spiritual journey. I did 3 mentorships with 3 different pastors. I recently attended Dr. Cindy Trim's Kingdom School of Ministry and completed with flying colors. So it's been a fantastic time for me in terms of my spiritual journey. But nonetheless, it's a time where everyone is affected. And I actually see it as a time of revelation. I think that a lot of what goes on in the world was magnified during this season. And so it's been a positive mm-hmm. thing for me personally as an artist and as a spiritual person, because it made me look at the things that are truly, truly important.
Absolutely. Well, I think across the board, Day, I will say the same thing. You know, we had to slow down and really reflect on those things. I will say that since we've kind of been back into full swing now, I've been working the whole time here at work. But for the first 2 months, we were basically coming to work and going home, not going anywhere. And I will say it does make you kind of reflect back and what do you want out of life? What do you want it to look like? And now that things have kind of opened up again, I kind of feel like that hamster on that hamster wheel again with doing, you know, going in a million and one directions and trying to come back again. Okay, what did I learn? What did I learn through those 2 months that we really had to slow things down? And also the spiritual side of it as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me in particular, I think that in general, every time something happens that shakens my world, my tendency in the past was to ask why. Well, now I'm just saying, what do I need to see? What do I need to transform? What do I need to change in my life so that I can continue to stay centered and committed to the things that I think God has planted in my life as a mission? So it's been very, very interesting to see the answers that come up, you know, because I believe that when you seek, you will find. God will send people. God will send opportunities. God will send books. So the question is not why is this happening, but what can I learn from mm-hmm. what from it? What do I need to change in my own personal way? And I think for me, that's what happened. All of the priorities were highlighted.
Well, Daya, you, if you'd like to share a little bit, we have just about halfway through our interview here. I know there's so many different things that have transpired in your life prior to your musical career here, as far as challenges that have been put into your life, some big ones with your children and so forth. And that's kind of how we came together because of your need to do a home business and so forth. Just a little bit of background on maybe some of the bigger challenges that have hit you and your family?
Well, now to be honest, I mean, I could say one big one was way, 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 way back. One of my pregnancies was my daughter, my second daughter. I had five children. And so my youngest daughter, during that pregnancy, I encountered a big problem with, you know, genetics, right? There was some sort of a fluke, now we come to find out, with my amniocentesis, and it showed a genetic disorder. And of course, it was a very traumatic time for me. And the reason why I brought that up is because it's one of the reasons why I wrote the song, my new single, You Lift Me Up. So what happened was they said there were 17% of the chromosomes were missing and that there would be an abnormality. And of course, I was wrongly advised to abort the pregnancy, and I chose to stay with it, of course, because of my faith. But eventually, that was a time that really taught me a whole lot about God's timing. And it was a time when, because my life went from being completely uneventful to extremely stressful because no one had actual answers, I ended up, you know, going back to God, you know, even deeper a few years later. But during that time, had a major struggle spiritually. Because at that time, I was asking God, why? Why me? Why did this happen? And I couldn't understand the reason. But I believe that, you know, at least when you are a spiritual person, eventually you seek and you'll find the answers. It wasn't until years later that I understood the meaning of that time, that the pain I went through had a purpose. Eventually, my daughter was born healthy, thank God. Mm-hmm. But I went through a lot spiritually during the pregnancy when there were no answers. I mean, we try to get as many answers as mm-hmm. possible, but there were none at the time, you know, that were comforting enough for me. And it really shook my faith. I mean, there's a few more. You know, I had a few years later, my oldest son had a very, almost a near-fatal car accident. That's only a few years ago. And so that was a big struggle for me as well as a mom. Anything, it's amazing. As a parent, nothing can prepare you for when pain involves your children. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this. I can withstand anything with myself. If something happened to me, I always feel, oh, I'd be so strong. But whenever it's something that would affect my children directly, mm-hmm. it's been very difficult to deal with. And even with being a woman of faith, it's when I felt that, wow, my faith is being tested. And interestingly enough, I learned a little bit more about something that I wasn't aware of at the time when I was pregnant with my daughter. Our story was eventually featured in a book called Miracles and Moments of Grace by Nancy B. Kennedy. It's where she put in 52 stories of 52 different moms, you know, whether it be a story of struggle and whatnot. Ours was featured in the book. And she asked me the question, do you think that you lost your faith? And I said, it felt that way at that time. But she said, I think what you experienced was faith in action. Oftentimes I say, you know, faith is something that we speak of, right, mm-hmm. conceptually. Mm-hmm. We know what faith is, we talk about faith, and we don't really think about it until we have to use it. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how to use it, because when faith is put to the test, usually it's already in action. If you already ask to believe, you're already asked to surrender, but we get overtaken by fear, because we don't know the outcome of things. Mm-hmm. So it was an interest, definitely something that I feel if all of the experiences that I've had in my life in terms of struggle, that had to be the one that was life-changing. And 10 years, well, actually, my daughter just turned 14. You know, 14 years later, I still look back into that time, and I still feel the impact that that had on me in terms of my faith and my relationship with God. Back when she was born, if you asked me, all I talked about was my pain. Today, I have to say, I talk about the gift that it is to have learned how powerful and how perfect God's timing is.
Absolutely, Dea. Well, we have a couple of minutes left here. Do share with the listeners kind of what your uplift through your Christian music, what that looks like, where people can find all your beautiful music and how they go about doing that, if you would, please.
Okay, so I have an Instagram page, like I mentioned before, at Dea Ministry. Dea spells D-E-A, and then M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, Dea Ministry. At that page, there is a link on the bio. You can click at my, I guess it's a music link, where it has all of the platforms. The song You Lift Me Up is playing right now on all music, streaming on all music platforms, as well as on YouTube. So it's easy to find us. Our channel is Dea Music Ministry. And I also have a website, deamusicministry.com, so they can find me on all of those places.
Well, Dea, I feel like knowing you the years that I've known you there, we could probably do an interview for probably a good hour here, because you have so much knowledge and so many great uplifting things to share, and, you know, faith-based and so forth. It's just, you're an amazing woman, and I think that the world can only benefit from being able to hear your beautiful music and, you know, the message you're trying to get out there to our world.
Okay, so one more thing I wanted to share quickly. Stay tuned, because I also have in the works a podcast that's going to be coming up soon. Yeah, because I figure that a lot of what my mission is has a lot to do with speaking with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to convey the relationship with Christ is attainable, and I think no better way to do it in the most human way, right, through conversation and sharing experiences and inviting people to share their blessings, you know, honestly, whether they believe it and what I believe or not, because I believe that Jesus was inclusive, not exclusive, and we are called to love most, you know, to really be open to hearing what other blessings people have, and I really am very much interested in that conversation.
Absolutely. Well, Dea, I appreciate you joining us today. It's my pleasure to have you on the B106 airwaves. We will have this full interview, as well as I'll try to get your music up on the airwaves as well, at least a little snippet of it, Dea, either in this morning show, tomorrow's morning show, but we will also share this interview on our B106 Facebook page. So thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you so much. All right. Yes, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Dea. You have a blessed day, will you?
You too.
Thank you. Again, that was Dea Viola, Christian singer, and just an all-around amazing person. We will try to get some of her music up on our B106 airwaves for you guys so you can experience it yourself. Morgan Matters has been brought to you by FMS Bank.